Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Welcome back to Do We, Don't We? The library podcast about library services that might surprise you. On this episode, we're talking about the census with Kylie. She's one of our information librarians. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic.
You're our census expert this year, which is great.
I am the census expert.
We're going to talk a little bit about what the census is. I mean, we covered it pretty well in that example.
Mm-hmm.
It provides data that the government can use, organizations can use, mm-hmm. people seeking grants can use this information to justify what they're doing in the world. And so we'll talk a little bit about what the census does. We'll talk a little bit about how we're going to hear about the census, mm-hmm. the ways we can respond to the census. And then most of this episode is going to be about what the census is going to ask you and what it's not going to ask you.
Because that's super important to know.
So real quick, Kylie, how are people going to hear about the census and how can they respond to it?
So starting in about mid-March, you'll start getting things in the mail saying, hey, you know, you should get ready. You're going to start doing the census. So you can either respond in the mail. They will send it to you eventually. You can go online and respond that way, or you can call if you would prefer to talk to a human being. Now, if you wait long enough, they will start sending people kind of old fashion style to your front door to fill it out for you.
Old-fashioned style is a good way to put that. Because, I mean, old-fashioned style is one way to put it, but I mean, it's the very first year that you can do it online.
Yep. I'm so excited about that. That's how I'm going to
I know. Not only is it my first time responding to the census, but it's my first time doing it online. So that's going to be exciting. And there's going to be, that information will be on the paperwork that arrives at your mailbox.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. So, moving on, we're going to look at some of the example questions. And if you're listening to this and you're wanting to learn more about it, there will be a link in the description of the episode. We'll definitely have blog posts about it. Probably on the same page on the website. You're probably looking at it now. We're looking at the one on 2020census.gov. There's approximately 12 questions. There's more if you live with more people, and if you only live by yourself, there aren't even 12 questions.
Mm-hmm.
So that 12 questions assumes you live in a two-person household, which is kind of the example we'll use when we go through this.
Yeah.
Kylie, what were some of the first questions people will be asking, kind of like the front matter of the census?
How many people were living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home on April 1st, 2020? Were any additional people staying here on April 1st, 2020 that you did not include on question one? Is this a house, apartment, or mobile home? Mark one box. What is your telephone number?
Okay, so one of the things that I noticed about those first four questions that you just read, Kylie,
mm-hmm.
is that they kind of help the census decide, is this the one household? Are these people that I'm counting on here all living here? There's always these examples that we look at of just strange things going on, but 99% of people aren't going to be moving that day or having a baby.
Yeah.
So most people are going to have an easy time filling out the census. One of the questions on this first bit, it's kind of asking, like, is your niece staying with you that night? And it just helps clear them up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which number four, the question number four, the one where it asks for your phone number, which really is just the most personal thing that's on this, I think.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that, other than maybe your address.
Yeah. Which they have if they sent you something in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so that they can call you and ask you, like, hey, what's up with this answer?
Yeah. Something doesn't look right, or I don't believe they have a baby named Spot. That seems like a dog. That's a red flag. We're going to call them and make sure they didn't count their dog or their cat.
So then the second part of the census is asking about people's information. And that's just really just the same idea that the census is looking to get a clear idea of which person's which so that they know they're not counting them twice.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I describe that my niece was staying over on that night, and then my brother is writing out his census form, and he's describing his niece that lived, his daughter that lives there. They know to clear that up. So some of these questions, I'll read through some of these.
Mm-hmm.
What is person number one's name? What is person number one, sex, male or female? What is person number one's age and what is person number one's date of birth? And then the next couple of questions are asking about race and ethnicity. Mm-hmm. And I was not asking about language so much.
No, but you can have the census. I have to look it up. It's 70 plus different languages.
70 plus different languages?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of languages.
They can also send American Sign Language interpreters.
So the last little bit on here, there's a few more questions, is just filling in for the other people that live in your household. So filling it in for your roommates. Maybe your son lives with you, but he's off at university. So you would just need to answer those questions, and it prompts you to answer those correctly or to provide the information that they're looking for.
Yeah.
And then the last question, how is this person related to person number one, mm-hmm. which can include marriage or grandchild, and just looking at some random examples.
Roommate,
housemate, mm-hmm. foster child, other non-relative.
Maybe you have a friend that's just staying with you temporarily.
And maybe you really don't like your friend that's staying with you temporarily. He has overstayed his welcome, and he is a other non-relative.
You know what?
That's what I'm seeing there.
It happens.
We've talked about how you'll hear about the census, what you'll hear, how you can respond.
Common questions.
Some common questions that, well, the questions that you will respond to on there. The census will never ask you for money, correct?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We'll never ask you for money.
Never,
ever, ever.
Nope.
It's going to ask you those questions like we just said. It's just describing people, very factual things about people.
Nothing that they could use to really get anywhere with stealing your identity is the key here, because there are fake census forms that are going to go out. It's unfortunate, but it will happen. So if you see anything that asks for money or your bank account or has anything to do with a political party or asks your political party or your social security number, do not respond. Feel free to shred that document and
Well, maybe you do want to respond, but like you'll know it's not the census, and it is in fact from a political party's national committee.
And
maybe you are interested in responding, and maybe you do support that party.
Money, I mean, if that's what you
want to
do.
It is not the census. Just to be, to get to our point, it's not the census. And if you get that in the mail, feel free to come into the library, and we can verify that it is not the census or that it is the census. I mean, we're here to answer questions.
I would be fascinated to see one too.
Kylie, is there anything we want to add to this before we call it a day?
I feel like we've covered just about everything.
Absolutely. I think one of the big thing to know is that, the census will be arriving
mid-March. That's when you will start to hear about it.
And then the census asks about where you are living on April 1st, 2020.
Yes. So if you have a baby April 1st, 2020, you get to count that baby.
And what if the census form that you are holding is asking for money?
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to fill out and not fill out, but I would recommend not filling that out unless you really want to.
So just to reiterate another couple key points, the 2020 census starts in mid-March. It will not ask you for money. It will not ask you for money to support any political party. It will not ask you about your political beliefs, and it will not ask you what party or candidates you support.
Nor will it ask you for your social security number or banking information.
Thank you for joining me on Do We, Don't We, Kylie. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.